Our fair city would like to dedicate this episode to the families, caretakers, and researchers who are working with patients of Alzheimer's disease. Learn more at alz.org or alzheimers.org.uk.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
We return once more, eager listeners, to Old Tunnel, that ancient and haunted echo of times past, long since abandoned by all but the staunchest of policies. On all official maps of the city, it appears with the apropos legend, "Here there is mold." For those unfortunate enough to find themselves with business in Old Tunnel, the secret to survival is clear. Complete your business quickly and with as little noise as possible.
Tunnels of old, something and cold. I forget what goes in the rest of his verse, but then, mold.
In her despair, it seems the mole person Lomi has forgotten that drunken singing is not recommended.
Second verse, same as the first. Tunnels of old, tunnels of old. Oi! Oi! I am singing here, and I will thank you not for interrupting me. Now I've forgotten my place, and I have to start over. Tunnels of old, tunnels of old. La and la and la la and fold. Well, if you don't like me singing, why don't you just eat me then? Or are you a chicken? Meow. Meow. That's the sound a chicken makes. Meow. Because that's what you are. A big, moldy chicken. I bet you couldn't eat me. Even if you wanted to. Even if I walked really slowly. Like this. Or covered myself in barbecue sauce. Like this. Bollocks. Or if I lay down in barbecue sauce. Like this. Ow.
Lomi.
Hello. What's that?
Lomi.
It almost sounds like...
Lomi. What are you doing?
Oh, Silty? Is that you?
Old Silty? Put on your eye trumpets, me pup. It's me, the Widow Silty.
Oh, sorry, Widow Silty. I thought... something.
You thought that my late husband had become the first mole to return from the ethereal plane to haunt the tunnels of the living?
It would be a proud day.
That it would, me pup. But use your head. Ooh. Ghosts are all floaty and see-through and have sheets over their heads. Do I have a sheet over my head?
No.
So clearly I'm not a ghost. Now, are you paying respects to my late husband, too?
Well,
That's awfully kind of you. You know, not a lot of moles nowadays take the time to pay tribute to the moles who dug the way for them. They only care about the latest tunnels and their rock and rock muzak and their posters of crystal.
It's a shame.
Well, it's nice to know there are moles of your generation who still take an interest in proper mole heritage. Now stand up and help an old female to the wall over yonder.
Actually, I was...
There's a good pup. Is something wrong? You seem a little lopsided.
I lost my arm.
That'd be it, then. This is it. You can see the grooves where he tried to dig his way to safety. Hello, old Silty. It's your wife, the Widow Silty. Lomi's here too. You might not recognize her on account that when you saw her last, she had two arms and now she's only got the one. But I assure you, it's her. Say hello, Lomi.
Hello, old Silty.
Well, I just came to pay you a visit on the 3-month anniversary of your untimely death. I brought you these rocks that kind of look like flowers, and Lomi brought you some... brought you some barbecue sauce, but she dropped it. Well, what can you expect? She's only got one arm now, after all. Oh, there, there, pup. Now I know it's sad. Well, that's all we came to say. We miss you and wish you weren't dead and all, but we know you're looking up at us from that great worm farm in the ground. Oh, also, I'm getting remarried. Well, bye. Say goodbye, Lomi. Lomi says goodbye. Now help an old female into Dr. Morrow's. It's a long walk to the elevator, and I need to rest a spell.
I have to go.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm going to be late.
All right.
Oh, don't pout. You know I can't resist when you pout. Okay, I have to go.
Okay.
Okay, really now, I have to go.
Sigh.
Oh, come here.
Mole people!
Sorry, we were just, Old Silty?
We thought you were dead.
Widow Silty. Widow Silty. What do I need to do? Walk around with all 8 teats hanging out?
Ew.
Now there's no need for that. The female body is a beautiful thing. Nothing to be ashamed of, me pup. Here, let me show you.
That's not necessary. We're very sorry, ma'am. Aren't we, Clay?
Yeah. Really, really sorry.
Well, that's more like it. I believe you know Lomi.
Lomi? Are you... Are you okay?
See, she's fine. Now, I need a comfy chair so I can nap and complain.
There's one in the study. I can show you.
That'll do. Come along, Lomi.
Maybe I should stay.
No, you go to work. I've got this.
Are you sure?
Crying and being yelled at is kind of my thing.
Okay. Don't let her hit you with the cane.
I'll try.
My legs aren't going to bend themselves.
Coming.
Well, don't just stand there. Help me sit.
Yes, ma'am. Lomi, maybe you don't want to stand against that particular wall.
But it's so warm and moist, and it likes the taste of barbecue sauce.
What?
Focus, pup.
Right, sorry. Here we go, a little further, and there. How's that, Widow Silty? Widow Silty? Oh, well, that takes care of that. Lomi, why don't we... Lomi! Get away from the meat wall!
Bye, Clay! It was nice knowing you!
Ow! Ow! Oh, Clay, don't pull. Ow.
Let her go!
Oi! Oh, oi! What'd you have to do that for?
What did you think you were doing?
I don't feel so good.
Were you feeding yourself to it? Answer me, Lomi.
I wouldn't shake me if
were
I were you.
Were you trying to feed yourself to the meat? Wall.
Oh, Clay, I'm so sorry. Here, let me wipe you off.
That's fine, Lomi. I'll get it. Come with me.
Righto.
Ah, Clay, Lomi, it's good to see you. Who upchucked?
Guilty.
Dr. Morrow, can you watch her until I get back? I'm gonna go clean up.
Certainly.
Thanks. Lomi, you wait here. Got it?
Righto.
are you going?
Sorry, legendary Dr. Morrow, but I've got to go. Not feed myself to the meat wall.
Are you going to feed yourself to the meat wall?
How did you figure that out?
But why, Lomi?
Why? Why? I can't dig properly. I can't lift more than 2 tons. They took the coffee trolley away from me and gave it to some person. Even the mold won't eat me. And I don't blame it. Being consumed by mold is for good moles who can work. What good am I if I can't work? No good, that's what.
That is not true.
It is true. You don't understand. How can you? You're the legendary Dr. Morrow. So how can you know what it's like to be of no use, to be shelved? To sit by and watch everyone else running about doing this and that, and just be frozen in place, unable to help. So don't try telling me you know what it's like.
There, blow me. It will be all right.
No, it won't. It will never be all right again. A group of moles is called a labor. A labor of moles.
What is one mole called?
It's called a mole?
It is called Lomi.
Ha ha.
Each mole person is an individual, a sentient being with thoughts and personalities all their own. There has never been another mole person like you. There will never be one again. You are each snowflakes.
We make above ground unlivable.
Old analogy. You are each specks of dirt.
Oh. No two of us is alike.
Exactly.
Okay, well, answer me this, Mr. Answer Pants. You made us, didn't you? So what did you make us for if not to work? Huh? Huh?
I was wrong.
Ha! Wait, what?
I created you to work, to dig the tunnels for the city. And that was wrong. Selfish. You are more than my intentions for you.
But work. I mean, a mole who can't work. What does that even look like?
I am never going to get the smell out of my snout. Hey, Lomi, I brought you some coffee for your... for you? What's wrong?
I don't suppose you've got some chai.
Chai? Okay. I'll go check.
Clay, Lomi was wondering why you were working here.
No, I was...
Oh, it was nothing. The overseer is just a jerk, that's all. I mean, you drop one little durium support on his foot and suddenly he decides you're not fit to dig.
That's not fair.
I know, right? And sure, I may have dropped the water pump the week before and the air recirculator the week before that, and I nearly dropped Pete into magma that one time. But come on, he was barely singed. And they say I dig at a below average speed, but see, that's why it's an average. Someone's going to be above it and someone's going to be below, and I maintain that speed digging is inherently unsafe. Have you heard the expression slow and steady wins the race?
No.
Well, it's a saying, but you know what? Forget them. I don't need the dig team, or the engineering team, or the tunnel rescue, the coffee trolley crew, odd job squad, menial labor division, patch job office, or worm wranglers. There's more to me than work.
Such as?
I don't know. Stuff? Fantasy rootball teams. Sandy.
Oh, so your life is about pups. A litter of your very own. To hold and to raise.
Whoa. Who said anything about the P word? I am not... That is to say... Okay, we're awfully young to be thinking about... You know...
Pups.
Yeah, those.
Well then, what's the point?
The point? The point is... I don't know. She likes me. I like her. Maybe even... More than like-like.
But like-like is the strongest emotion known to mole kind. There are songs written about it and everything.
like, and marriage. All you need is like. Can't get enough of your like. All the classics.
I know, right? But that's how I feel. And we don't need to rush. We've got plenty of months before we need to start thinking about...
Ops.
Thank you. Yes.
So, you don't like to work, and you don't want pups, and you're fine with that?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be?
Didn't either of you hear the door?
What? No.
Interrupted a perfectly good dream I was having about sleeping, too. Anyway, look lively. There's a person here to see Lomi.
To see me?
Are you the mole person designated Lomi?
Yes.
Congratulations! You've been transferred to the farm!
No!
Ah.
What?
I mean, if it's all the same to you, sir, I'd rather stay here.
But, it's the farm. You know, the farm! Don't you want to go to the farm?
They say that the worms there are the tastiest and plumpest in all of Heartlife, and they just stick up out of the ground, ready to be eaten.
And the dirt is soft and easy on the claws of the aged and infirm. Oh, you truly are fortunate, me pup.
Exactly. Now, doesn't that sound like something you want to do? Huh? Hmm?
I think I'd rather stay.
We've got some work for you to do on the farm. Don't you want to work?
There's more to a mole person than work.
Lomi, what are you doing?
Making a choice.
Are you sure you want to do that when you're drunk?
I'm so drunk, I don't care.
Look, mole person designated Lomi, this is a direct order signed in triplicate transferring you to the farm. So if you'll just come with us...
No.
No?
No!
Mole person Lomi. No mole has ever said no to a person before. It was the proudest accomplishment in all of Moldom. And now you've gone and said it. Twice.
Technically, she said it three times.
Three no's. This is a sad day for all moles.
Not really sure what to do here. A mole refusing to go to the farm isn't covered in the manual.
Well, it looks like you'll have to rewrite the manual, won't you?
I guess so.
Well done, Lomi.
Well, when in doubt...
What's with that big needle there?
Oh, it's just a little, a sleep aid.
But it's not sleep time.
It is for you three.
You cannot do this. They are intelligent. They have feeling.
Translate function off.
They are
Now. Who's gonna be the first to go to sleep?
Hey!
Thanks for volunteering.
Clay! Oi! Widow Silty, let him go!
The person said it's time to go to sleep, and that is just what we are going to do.
Go ahead, sir. Thank you. Just hold still. This won't take a minute.
But I never got to have pups.
What the hell? What are you up to, Dr. Morrow?
Sirs are detecting a temporal anomaly. You must evacuate the area.
Yeah, like I'm gonna fall for that.
This is not a joke. You must take cover.
Huh?
A paradox, and now you say it's resolved. Make up your mind! Well, on to the mission!
Mission failure.
Failed? How could I have failed? I hadn't even started yet! I swear this thing is broken!
Now, where did the farm fella go?
Hello! This isn't what it looks like.
You're that time traveler.
What? No! No, I'm just an ordinary person, policy. Policy, right? That's the word people use back now.
Clay?
She's that time traveler who left Sandy and me to be savaged by the Woken.
Did I? I don't remember that.
Well, you did.
Ah! I see the confusion. I didn't do that, but I will have done that, but not yet. You see.
Mission failure. Mission failure.
I said mission. Shush! Honestly. Say, I'm looking for a man named Alan Bloom. Are any of you him?
Man? Man? I, ma'am, am no gentle mole. I am a female.
So that's a no?
No. I said it. I said no.
I don't think that counts.
I've got to get away from you before you pollute me further. You are a bad mole, Lomi. A bad, bad mole.
No!
You come to a bad end. You mark my words.
No! No! No!
Okay, so are either of you Alan?
If you're looking for the farm technician, he was right there where you're standing.
And then, kaboom!
He was gone, and you were here.
Oh.
Mission failure. Mission failure. Mission failure.
Oh. Oops. Can you two do me a huge favor?
What?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing. I swear this almost never happens. I'm usually so careful about where I land, but I was in a rush and then the paradox alarm started going off. So I sort of opened a temporal wormhole on top of him, and that's bad.
How bad?
Every atom in your body being ripped down to its base particles across all of space and time.
So bad then.
Yeah. I was hoping we could just keep this whole thing between the three of us.
Yeah. I think we could do that. Lomi?
I didn't see nothing.
Thank you so much. That is a real lifesaver. For me. Not for him. He's dead. Dying. Technically alive, but being ripped apart in every moment of the universe's existence. Such a shame, too. I was going to teach him the value of human kindness, and he was going to initiate a new, peaceful utopian existence for the entire city. I made puppets! Oh well, on to the next. The next temporal pivot is stop two people from boarding the ghost rig. Do we still have that magazine article on cheap and easy Halloween decorations for kids? Excellent! Because I've got an idea!
What's a Halloween?
No idea.
Anyway, goodbye, mole people. Till we meet or have met again. Remember, mum's the word. Once more, unto the breach!
Well, what do we do now?
I'll tell you what we do, Clay. We spread the word.
Mum?
No, not that. We spread the word. And what's the word?
No.
Exactly.
But how?
Pamphlets. Lots and lots of pamphlets. To my printing press.
And so we leave these mole people as they prepare to spread the blasphemy of no. Oh, that the corporate hero Neil Henderson had left his stalwart mole companion to die a noble death on the frozen wastes, rather than let her become a betrayer to heart life and a tempter of her species. Still, this is but a minor calamity, a minor prelude to the greater catastrophe that awaits our heroes, that awaits our fair city.
Hello, Policies. This is Our Fair City's company manager, Betsy Palmer, and we'd like to thank you for listening. We also want to give a huge thank you to the loyal Policies who have recently made incredibly generous donations to support Our Fair City, especially to Heather Wick, Dan Schaefer, and to our two anonymous donors. If you want to help support Our Fair City, head on over to ourfaircity.com and click on the donate link. We can't make this show without the donations of generous policies like you.